Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Jane Me All Over. Today I'm here with my good friend, Brett Kenyon, and my other good friend, Katie from Las Vegas, who is visiting with him. And today is going to be a different type of podcast because Brett left me a voice note last night after 1 a.m. And I knew it was going to be good because anytime it's after 1 a.m. when I get a voice note from Brett, it's always good. And I told him this one did not disappoint. But I still have no idea what the heck he is talking about, what happened to him last night. Katie was there, so I have another eyewitness who is going to be on the podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I see you guys are in a park somewhere.
Yeah, we're at Holmby Park right by my apartment. It's a beautiful day, so we're like, let's podcast out in the park rather than being in my apartment.
Love it.
Well, the reason why we're out in the park is because I feel like I needed to ground myself and be in the sun because last night was pretty triggering and it was bizarre as fuck. I want to put a trigger warning for sexual assault / rape.
Harassment.
From people who don't know how I know you, Brett is a server at TomTom. He was my first guest on this podcast with Sheena, and I'm so glad to have you back again.
Thanks for doing this. It just felt like something I wanted to immediately talk about. And I feel like your podcast always covers topics that people don't always cover. The reason why we're at Sports and Sandy's is because
I hadn't been.
Katie had never been. Every time she comes to LA, they're closed because she's always here on a Sunday or Monday. So I was like, oh, we'll just go for a drink. I never go to Franklin Village and we'll just wander over there and have a night.
Did you actually go inside? Like, what happened?
It was empty. It makes me sad. They need to do something like karaoke night or something to get people in there. But when we pulled up to the parking lot in our Uber, I was like, wait, is this paparazzi? There's all these people standing outside the parking lot at Schwartz and Sandy's. They all had their cameras out filming the cops, and the cops were walking, and they're all screaming at the cops.
So there was a mob. They were following a group of cops that were calmly walking around the corner. Like, if you come out of Schwartz and Sandy's and go to the right, they were saying, go this way, go this way. And so the mob was following the cops, and they were all going around the corner. That's what we came into.
So we go in, the bartender Skylar was there and she recognized me and she's like, wow, every time you come to Schwartz and Sandy, there's some kind of drama that happens. And I was like, oh, I guess so. So we asked the security guard what was going on. And he said, oh, there's been protests going on. There's a bar around the corner that Danny matches and he is friends with the owner and used to frequent this bar a lot. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, well, Danny Masterson sucks, but like, that just seems aggressive.
They were harassing anybody that was walking into this particular bar saying, you support a rapist.
Was you it support? Birds?
No, it's not birds. It was
La Pabelle.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, damn. I was like, well, we were going to go dancing there after because that's like the only place to go dance near Short Sandy's because there's nothing around there besides birds and that other bar. One of the cops came into Schwartz and Sandy's and was looking for one of the protesters and was asking, are they in here hiding? And we were like, no.
And then the cops left because they're obviously handling a situation.
So what happened to the mob when you went into Schwartz and Sandy's?
The cops dispersed them. So they all ran away. But there was a couple that were still hanging out.
we leave shorts and sandies. And that's when we talk to the girls outside of La Papelle. And they're like, it's fine. We were in there. You're good. So we go.
And they told us they're only attacking people that are Scientologists, which makes sense. Scientology is absolutely insane. I think it's a cult.
Oh, we're leaving out that's the whole thing. We're right across from the Scientology Center.
Yeah. So
Danny Masterson's a Scientologist. That's a very important piece of the puzzle. Yes.
So obviously right across from Schwartz and Sandy's is the Scientology building. So I'm thinking like, oh, well, they're just going after Scientologists. I'm not really thinking the extent of us going in there and just trying to dance and have a good time. I live in Century City. We Ubered all the way to Franklin Village. That's a half hour drive. I was like, I'm not going to leave.
At that point, the cops were around. There weren't that many protesters. So we're like, let's go. We go in. We end up having the best time. We're dancing. We're having so much fun. And then we go to leave and we're kind of like, oh, what are we going to do? And everybody's hanging outside of the bar. And this is when it gets crazy.
When I walked out, the guy takes his phone and puts it in my face and like records my whole face, pretty much scanning my face. And I'm like, why is this dude recording me? Like, what the hell?
These other two guys walk up to us. They're like, hey, are they filming?
Who asked if they were filming?
The one is a famous actor. His other friend was a producer or something. They both worked in Hollywood. I don't know if they're Scientologists or what.
So they're talking to us. As they're talking to us, one of the protesters comes out to us, starts filming. The guy who was a big actor about faces and starts hauling ass the other way towards birds. So we're like, oh no. So we start following. One of the protesters is following us, harassing us.
He's screaming at me and the other guys, but he's saying like, you support rapists, you're a rapist. And then he's pointing at me and he goes, because I'm walking with my two girlfriends, look at you walking away with those two girls that you're gonna go rape. You probably roofied them, you trying to make me have a response. I don't respond. I just keep walking.
He did really good. He didn't look back. I look back because of the fact that I'm like, this guy is really close to us and I'm not okay with this. He's harassing us. He's stalking us. He's very close to us. And I'm going to do something if he gets any closer. Like, it's not going to be good. Us and the guys that were walking away first, we all seek refuge in Birds. So we go into Birds.
So I go into Birds and I go up to the guy who now I know is some famous actor. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? I don't think we understand the full extent of this. Why was he just harassing us like that? I understand the Danny Masterson thing. I understand the Scientology thing. We're not involved in that. We don't support that. We were just trying to go dance. Why was he trying to record me? What is he trying to do? So he explains that this guy and the other protesters are going out there and filming things and harassing people to get a response, to get people mad. And then they edit the videos so that they can cancel these people and say, look, they're going into this bar that Danny Masterson used to go into, that the owner of the bar is friends with Danny, and anyone who goes in that bar is a rapist or supports rape. They will harass the people that go into there until they get a response out of them so they can make viral content. And this person makes thousands and thousands of dollars a month on their content because it's monetized. And as he's telling me all this, he then freaks out and is like, wait, are you one of them and you're trying to get information out of me? And I was like, no.
At that point, Brett's processing everything and he's really triggered and he's starting to get very, very upset and shaking.
Essentially, this actor is saying to me, because this guy filmed me, what they're doing is they're taking your likeness, they're taking your image, and they're using AI technology to blast your image out there or manipulate it somehow, just take your likeness and then try and ruin your life. That's the point of their content.
Right. They need to be paid off so you don't get canceled.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. And it's such gray area with all of the AI because it's all such new technology. I don't think there's any laws right now. It's like the Wild West with it. They've unleashed this AI technology. And now we have to realize, oh my gosh, what are the repercussions of this? Something like this or other things where they have these scams where you just put your kid on the internet, they can get their voice, simulate their voice, call you up, say, hey, mommy, it's your daughter. I'm in trouble. I need help. Can you send money to this? There's so many scams now with the AI. It's such a scary world. So now you're in this bar and now you're triggered, accused of being horrible things that you're not. And now it's finally sinking in and you're understanding the extent of what could potentially happen with your likeness.
One of the things that was also so triggering was that this guy is screaming at me and Katie and our other friend that we support rape. I am someone who has been sexually assaulted. I was sexually abused when I was a kid. I was unfortunately raped when I was 21. Katie has stories as well. So the fact that these protesters are trying to stand for rape victims, but what they're actually doing is trying to trigger people to make viral content and then cancel them, it's counterproductive. Like, that's not, you're not doing anything good for people who actually have been sexually abused.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever said this publicly before, Brett. So thank you for being so brave about even opening up about that and sharing that. Obviously, you and I have discussed these things before, but never on a public platform. So I know how hard that is. So thank you for sharing. And I'm so sorry that you've gone through all of that. And Katie as well. I'm not aware of any of your history, but based on what Brett just said, I assume you can relate in some way, which I'm sorry to hear that too.
Thank you. And the reason why I really did want to talk about it on your podcast is because I am someone who's so passionate about that. And I have so much like empathy for people who have been victims of rape or sexual abuse. Us going into dance last night was in no way supporting Danny or his friends or any of that. But the fact that these people are out here trying to ruin people's lives, and the fact that they have these recordings and we don't know what's going on with them, like, really made me so fearful. And like, what is going on right now?
Well, he was also a little concerned because obviously he's been through a little bit of controversy through the TV show and everything. So he already feels like he's been through it. So that was another trigger for him too, is now he could be canceled because this guy filmed us walking out of this particular bar. And I told Brett, I said, I have a feeling every bone in my body is saying you're going to be okay. This is not going to hurt you. You're going to be okay. And I knew that. And then we're calming down. We're hanging out at Birds. And then who do I see? The same cop that we made friends with at Schwartz and Sandy's was in Birds. So I grab him and I was like, hey, Wade, Officer Wade. And he came talk to Brett and calm Brett down and explain to Brett that Brett's going to be okay. He gave Brett his personal information. He said, you please reach out to me if you need anything.
But what he also said was he confirmed everything that this actor guy was telling us, was that these people are actually using AI and just harassing people for viral content. But legally, the cops can't do anything because they're not breaking any laws, because there aren't laws. And he even mentioned that the FBI is now getting involved because there's such gray area and they have not stopped harassing people.
Right.
So crazy. I wish I knew more on the topic, but unfortunately, I don't know the law. I don't know the extent of it. I have so many questions. For example, if something is a public place, yes, I think you can be filmed and you don't need to give consent. But then on the other hand, Brett, when we think back to having to sign some sort of waiver to film or go into an establishment, they have to have those notices of filming and they have to tell you, and if not, they have to blur out your face. And those are all public places. So I don't really understand where the line is with what's legal and what's not when it's public.
Well, and that's 100%. What I was saying is, what's the difference between walking out of a bar and paparazzi's there taking pictures? This is just on a different level because they're there for a certain reason to ruin people.
Then my brain went to this place because I just go there. It also made me wonder, is there something darker in that bar going on that we don't know about? Why was this actor so worried? And why would this actor still go to a bar that he knows is controversial and he would be filmed and risk his career? So why is he going in there? It made me wonder, like, why would you even try to go in that bar? Do you just really like it? Is there some I think Scientology is dark, and I think it's twisted, and I think it goes deeper than any of us know. Right. But it just made me question, like, if you know that there's people filming out there and that they're doxing and they're doing these evil things to cancel people, why would you even go in there? Like, for us, we went in there because we didn't know the extent of it. And we were just like, well, we want to dance and we're here. Like, we know we don't support Danny Masterson. We know where we stand. But like, why would a public figure even try to go in there? Like, is there something going on that we don't know? It just made me question so much last night. It was wild.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea, obviously. But on one hand, you can look at it as if, like, yeah, these people are awful and they're trying to dox people and cancel people. But are we going to let them stop us from going to the places that we want to go to? That could have been his thought. His friend owns that bar. Is he trying to go support his friend? The friend who owns the bar is friends with Danny Masterson. I don't really understand the whole situation. Right. There.
That's what we were told, is that Danny Masterson is friends with the guy that owns that bar.
But so what? I think the general public would understand the difference between a business establishment that it's owned by someone who is friends with someone that they have no responsibility towards or for, right? It's not like it was owned by Danny. So right, the fact that people are trying to cancel people just for being associated, obviously, if he knew these things and he supported these things, that's a whole other story. Maybe there's more to this than I even know.
Of course. So and we don't know the history of it at all. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe there is a darker history than we know, but it's just like, how is that productive to helping people of sexual assault? And then was this legal?
I wish we had an expert on the law here. But we don't.
I have the email of Officer Wade, Robert Wade. He was awesome. And I told him about your podcast and he was like, I would totally go on it. So I feel you should have an episode with him.
Okay.
He's definitely higher up. He's prior military. He had our backs. He calmed Brett down.
I wanted to immediately tell you, because I was like, this is kind of crazy. And I know you've talked about one sexual assault on your podcast. And I know you've talked also, I think, about AI or just random legal loopholes that right now are up in the air. And I wanted to have this recorded also because it's we don't support any of that stuff. But we were just having a night, and in no way did we think it was going to escalate to the point of being followed and harassed. It really triggered me.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be something illegal about what's happening. There has to be. So I'm curious to talk more and find more information about this out. But yeah, with the AI stuff, I don't know that I spoke about it on here, but I know that I recently posted this week, and then Brett, you and I started talking about it through DMs. It's like, all of these warnings now that we're seeing with the AI, and like I mentioned earlier, with people's kids using their voices, they can even use their photos and use your likeness and manipulate it and, gosh, put you on a crime scene, you know?
Like, he could take my face and put it on a body that does something. Like, there's Taylor Swift right now is dealing with a lawsuit because someone did these deep fakes of pornographic Taylor Swift photos.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take for the government to realize, this needs to be handled now? Like, this is not okay. And AI is sometimes so hard to tell, what's real and what's fake.
Yeah, and strangely, the thing that happened with Taylor Swift, I think it's kind of making these laws progress faster than it might have if they didn't see the extent of what could happen with it to such a huge celebrity.
Yeah,
right.
The power of Taylor.
Right. Well, while I've got you here, and since you brought up your favorite singer, pop star, Taylor Swift, congrats on your new song. What's the name of it? And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I released a single on Friday. It's called Be More Brave. My stage name is Jack Dazzo, and it is an homage to my grandfather, Jack Grandazzo, who was an aspiring songwriter. He had made a couple demos back in the 70s in New York. He had gotten one on the radio, but he was trying to get it to Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. And unfortunately, 2 years later, he got in a really bad accident that left him disabled and on crutches for the rest of his life. So he gave up all of his dreams. And so the stage name is an honor to him, because I feel like I'm kind of living out his dreams for him that were unfinished. The song is about being more brave, because if we don't take chances in life, things are just going to stay the same. I feel like so many of us are so sick of living the same day over and over and things staying the same. And it's things are going to stay the same unless you take chances in life. So the song is just hopefully to inspire people to not be ashamed to go after their dreams.
And his song is so positive. It's so uplifting. Even before it got released, when he sent it to me, and if I was having a tough day, I would step away from work and I would put that song on, and you instantly feel uplifted and happy. You can't not be happy in a good mood hearing his song.
I know, Brett. I've had it stuck in my head on multiple occasions now. And I'm like, oh my God, Brett, that means it's a good one, because that's what happens to, I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan like you are, but Ivy loves Taylor, and all of her songs get stuck in my head. So I think that's the sign, call it an earworm. So yours has definitely been stuck in my head.
Oh,
we're so proud of you. So proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. If you guys want to stream it, it's on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon. And yeah, just if you want to support me, you can buy it on iTunes. But I'm excited to keep songwriting. And just like, I feel like I finally kind of found out where my passion lies. I always knew I loved singing and songwriting, but I think I pushed it to the side. And now I'm ready to do it. So.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. You did it, you know, and it's like there's so many critics out there, but they don't even put their hat in the ring and they're sitting on the sidelines criticizing people who are actually attempting to do things in life. And art is like beauty. It's kind of in the eye of the beholder. Some people love it. Some people don't. Anytime someone creates something, I just feel like at least this person tried.
It's very vulnerable to put anything out there and like something will always resonate with someone. But, you know, like, listen, Taylor Swift's the biggest pop star right now, but like, there's so many people that still hate her. And like, that's okay. You're never going to please everyone. But you can't shit on someone who is trying and who's expressing themselves.
Yes. And speaking of music, is there anything else you want to clear up with maybe a song that you did previously?
Yeah, I mean, the Katy video, that was me just being silly and like didn't really think it was gonna trigger people that bad, but I will apologize for it coming off the wrong way. Looking back on that video, in the moment I wasn't going to be bullied by someone as an adult. I've been bullied my whole life and I'm not gonna stand back and be bullied again as an adult. I'm gonna clap back. And was it the right thing? Maybe not, but I did it and it actually kind of showed me who my true friends are. And I honestly think it happened for a reason. I've grown a lot in the last year. It was meant to just be lighthearted, cringe, corny, and be like, well, if you're going to make fun of me, then I'm going to make fun of myself. And yeah.
Well, we live and learn, right? We all make mistakes. We all grow. We live and learn. And he's learned a lot from this. And at the end of the day, when you're loyal to a friend, you have the friend's back. Because he was being loyal to a friend, a lot more things snowballed that weren't in his benefit.
Yeah, it's always a tough position for friends, especially with friends and groups that are interchangeably fighting. And you want to be loyal and have someone's back. I don't find myself in these positions where it's going against someone and then you have to have my back against them. But let's say that happens. If I then go make up with that person, I'm going to say, oh, and by the way, Brett, with only having my back, I want you guys to clear the air too. Just make sure you bring that other person in who had your back and don't kind of leave them out to dry.
I think the missing piece here was that episode with Katy's mom and all that stuff. One, there's parts edited out, but two, that aired in May of 2023, but that happened in September of 2022. So much happened in between those things. So it was like we're airing old, something that was in the past. Like, at that point, and I talked about it, like I talked a lot at Christmas with Sheena and them, oh, about that night. And like, I thought it was all good. And then when the episode aired and people made a big deal about it, then it was all like, oh, well, I'm going to be thrown under the bus. And I was like, okay, well, if this is what's happening.
But I love that you said that, because that's exactly what I was thinking, Jamie, is that needs to be addressed, that the person that was being loyal to their friend shouldn't be looked down upon anymore because they were just being loyal to their friend. And at the end of the day, the other person should understand that. And that's important to say, because that's how I am. If somebody does my friend wrong, I stand up for my friend. But if they become okay again, I shouldn't still be the bad guy.
Yeah. And it just puts you in these awkward positions. And then it kind of makes people hesitant to stick up for their friends in the future. And you don't want to feel that way. Right?
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't an ideal situation, but grew from it. And again, I don't hold any grudges or bad feelings towards a single person. And I apologize for anyone that I hurt.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because this was a while ago now, but did it stem from like, you were kind of making like a cry face and it looked as if you were doing it towards Katy's mom? Was that the situation, or looking back on it, was it edited in a different way, or what exactly happened there?
I was doing it towards Katy and not her mom. And the only reason why I said something to Katy was because of the way she was talking to Raquel at the time. Like, and the thing is, like, I know who I am as a person. I know when I have customers at TomTom, like, I will be cashing someone out and they'll say, oh, just so you know, like, the things I read about you on Reddit are not true at all. You're like such a sweetheart and you're blah, blah, blah. You have great energy. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Like, thank you for saying that. I just think things get lost in translation and things get twisted certain ways. And I don't know.
What's going on Reddit? Do you read it or?
No, I don't even read them. Like I've read a couple of comments and they're pretty nasty. And then obviously the episode, like the second episode of season 11, there was some things I didn't read them, but one of the bartenders at TomTom came up to me and she's like, oh, I read Reddit and there's really mean things about you. I'm like, cool. Thanks for telling me. Like, it is what it is. The James thing, that was another thing where it's an edit, you know, and James called me the next day and said, oh, sorry. Like, sorry, I had to throw you under the bus like that. Thanks for being a good sport. But all I was doing in that moment at Tom's party was I hadn't seen James since Scandalball happened. That same day, Sheena told me, sorry, I can't be friends with you because Katie told me I can't be friends with you. And
Wait. She said that?
I mean, yeah. She said she wasn't going to unfollow me, but like, unfortunately, she has to pick Katie over me.
I didn't think it was like, oh, Katie told me to do this. I have to do it. She did say that her emerging friendship with Katie was important to her and she didn't want to do anything to upset that. So that's
totally. And we had a very mature conversation. I was like, I'm glad you're working things out with her. I want work to be good for you. You work with her, blah, blah, blah. So it was all good. Like Sheena and I had a very mature conversation about it, but it was essentially just like, unfortunately, because you made that video, I do have to choose Katie and prioritize that friendship. And I was like, okay, all good, whatever. So when I saw James and I hadn't seen him in a while, all I was doing was like, I gave him a hug. He gave me a hug. He said, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, good. I don't know he's there to film a scene. I don't know that he is just there to get an apology. I don't know that Allie's in the car. I don't know any of that. So all I'm doing is going to say hi to him. I haven't seen him in months and said, hey, like, I know there's a divide in the friend group. And all I was going to ask him was like, I don't know where I stand with you, especially with everything. But like, I hope you're well and I hope we're chill. And that's it. I just wanted to say hi. That's all it was supposed to be. What you heard me say was what, like, oh, I know there's a divide in the friend group because of Katie. And I didn't even finish my thought. And then he was clearly uninterested because he just wanted to talk to Sandoval. And he did apologize to me. And he said like, hey, sorry, I blew you off. Like I was just a one-track mind of wanting to go in there and get my apology. And like, I didn't want to talk to anyone else. And I was like, it's all good. Again, things get lost in translation. And like, I'm not on the show. Like I'm just... You know, it's like you're just there existing and trying to live your life and there's cameras around and half the time I try to stay out of it or don't even think about them being there. So I don't know.
Someone who might be a friend or not on the main cast, they're always being accused of being thirsty or trying to get their 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, where do you think that comes from? Why does everyone just assume that is it when... Yeah. There's legitimate friendships. There's legitimate events. What do you think about that?
That blows my mind. I've never really understood that because it's like, I get it. Reality stars are thirsty and this and that or whatever. So people just assume that everyone who's friends with them or is involved must also be super thirsty. And it's like, of course, I want to be an entertainer. I want to be successful.
You're a creator. I'm in several businesses. Like the goal is to succeed. That's the goal when you enter into that endeavor. You want to succeed. You have certain causes that you want to help promote. Exposure helps these things. And for me, I don't see negative connotations with any of that. And I also feel like we're teaching a younger generation, people who they might hear their mom say, oh, look at her. She's so thirsty. That daughter who heard the mom say that, what is that teaching that kid? It's teaching that kid, you need to be smaller. You need to be quieter. You can't take up space. It's a bad thing.
One of the lyrics in my song is there's nothing wrong with fame. And the part is because there's this whole like idea that anyone who like wants fame or any kind of notoriety is bad or evil or is thirsty or is this or that. And sure, there are people like that. There's so many freaking fake ass bitches in LA. But there's also so many genuinely talented people or so many people that have so much to offer to the world that need a platform in order to help create and change things. And like you said, like what are we teaching people? We're teaching people to shrink themselves or we're teaching people that having a platform is a bad thing? It's not. Who am I to judge people? Who are we to judge other people?
Exactly. but it seems like that's all that's happening online. And I've been wanting to take a step back for a while from social media. The only social media I have is Instagram. I do it for the positive parts of it, sharing information and education. And there are positive aspects of social media, but for the most part, I feel like everyone has just, or not everyone, but a lot of people have gotten into this negative spiral online where it's just habit now. They have to give their opinion. If they don't agree, if they don't like it, they have to say it. And they have to fight if anyone doesn't agree with them, and fight dirty, put people down and insult their intelligence, insult their appearance if they don't agree. I think we can all take a look at social media and hopefully start to approach it a little bit differently. It sounds like Reddit can be super positive and a community, and you can get information, you can say funny things to people, and I think there can be a lot of positive from that, but it also sounds like there's a lot of people on there that kind of spiral into negativity and kind of revel in making fun of other people. When you're spewing out so much negativity and so much toxicity, that's got to come back to you. That's the world you're living in. That's where your mind state is. You know, you're only going to get it back.
People are so quick to hate and to judge, but it's so hard for them to love. And it's like, at the end of the day, we are all just love and we all just want love. But like, why are we all so quick to hate? Like, why is that what is prevalent on social media? Like, why aren't we like, I don't know. We're just using it for the wrong reasons at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think the positive side is that there are people that are using their platforms for good too. And there are a lot of positive people. It's just that the haters get talked about more, right?
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate that that still goes on. And it's something that people that are famous, somewhat famous, anybody really has to deal with. And you get thick skin, which is also part of your song, getting thick skin.
Yeah.
You have to.
Before you guys go, let's discuss how we know Katie.
I was Katie's waiter at TomTom, but only because she had DM'd me. And the reason why she DM'd me is because she donated to Dorothea's GoFundMe. My cat Dorothea in November of 2022 or October of 2022 was diagnosed with this rare heart condition. And the vet said she only had a couple months to live. And the vet bills were like $5,000. So we did a GoFundMe. Katie did donate to it and she started messaging me.
Well, because you posted the GoFundMe and I'm a huge animal lover. I have cats myself. And I immediately went on and donated. And that's when me and Brett started messaging because I was asking how Dorothea was doing. And that's how we connected and became friends. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to be in LA. If you're working at TomTom, we'll stop in and say hi. And that's how it all started.
And we hit it off. And then when I go to Vegas, we always hang out. And then she finally came to LA and she actually met Dorothea, who is miraculously still alive. The vets don't know why or how, but she's my little miracle kitty.
And I love her. She's the sweetest.
Look at that. So you saw it on my page and now you donated so graciously. Thank you for that. And now you guys are friends. See, that's the positive part of social media.
Right.
Because people have asked him how we're friends and we met because of Dorothea. But in a roundabout way, I was following you and we had been friendly and I saw the post. So
she knows really you.
Dorothea that brought us together.
Yeah, because she knows you because of Sheena's podcast I used to co-host. So really, it's like without Vanderpump, without you doing Sheena's podcast, if Dorothea didn't get sick, we wouldn't be friends. It's just kind of crazy how it all works out.
I am so grateful for that show because it's brought people into my life that were internet friends and now they're real life friends. So there is a lot of positive and I like to focus on those things. So I like hearing these stories. So Katie, the last time I saw you, was at When We Were Young in Vegas?
Yeah, and I thought your friend Chris was hot.
Well,
he still is hot.
Do you know what happened with that?
Well, I know that you and him had some history.
2 years. So there was a point that I kind of ended it and we weren't exclusive. So when I say ended, I guess that's being dramatic, but kind of just saying like, I don't want to continue this on again, off again thing because it's just not what I wanted. He would say things like, if we lived in the same city, we'd be exclusive. He lived in Orlando. I think he still does. It was just a point where it was like 2 years later and I was just like, it's a waste of my time. And I think I was purposely doing it to waste my time, to not get so attached with someone, right? Like Brett, you know that you've been there with him several times. So I think it was like January of last year was the last time I saw him. And we were in Houston and I was like, yeah, I'm not going back to your hotel. Right. So that was the last time I saw him, but like, we would still talk or whatever. Like he would call me, we would talk for hours. Like I still did that with him, but as a friend. And then I come to find out he and Katie were DMing.
Duh.
Yeah. For like months. So when I went to emo night, when Katie DJed with Sheena and Ariana the two times, you know, I was talking with her and everything. And like, I'm so confused. I'm like, did she know that I was with him? Did he tell her? Like, how did any of this happen? And then when I found out from another person in the band. They reached out to me. They're like, hey, this is messed up and you should know that this is happening.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wow. It felt like a betrayal, but like, obviously it's not because we weren't exclusive or together, but it also just felt weird and I didn't know how to feel about it. So then I texted Sheena. I was like, did you know that Chris and Katie have been like DMing this whole summer? And I had no idea. And I've been in her presence and no one told me like what's going on. And Sheena was like, I just found out tonight. So I was like, okay. But the whole thing was just weird. And when I found out, I did text him and I basically said, don't ever talk to me again. I don't know. Like, am I even right to say that? It feels like a little weird. It feels like a betrayal. But then again, is it? I don't know. I don't own anybody.
Flirting with one of your friends behind your back. So yeah, you're allowed to feel not okay about it. 100%. Because I feel like he should have told you. Been like, hey, you know, Katie reached out to me. I just want to let you know. How do you feel about this? And do we know if anything more than just DMing happened?
I mean, I was supposed to go to one of his shows when they were in LA and I said, I'm not coming. And I know that she went with Dana, I think. Was it Dana? No, it wasn't with Dana. I know who it was with. It was someone's wife that I know. But yeah, so I'm going to assume, but I don't know.
It's a little shady.
Right?
Yeah, he knows that you know each other.
Exactly. And it's shady on his part. Like she and I were not, I'm not even going to say she's my friend. She's my acquaintance.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the one who owed that to me, I think. Anyway, no, that's what happened with Chris.
No, I agree. And I feel like I'm not surprised. I mean, you know how these musicians are.
Well, yeah. But, and that's why I say like I was purposely wasting time. And then finally, when I realized, like, you know what? I want actually something real or nothing at all. That's when I was like, okay, this isn't the route to take. It was fun, but I'm over it.
I do think it's a little bit shady. And I would definitely feel some type of way about it if it was me. 100%. So I agree with you. And I feel like the type of person you are is that you're like, okay, I just need to be done with this because it's not benefiting me.
Yeah.
And even if besides the Katie thing, you were just at a point mentally where you're like, this really isn't benefiting in me anymore. Because some people like that. Some people like the casual thing. And you see them when you see them and you have that connection at the time that you're hanging out with them and then you keep it moving. Other people aren't able to do that.
No. You know? Like I actually was discouraging this from even happening with him in the beginning. So I'm like, this is my favorite band. Like, you can't ruin my favorite music for me. What if we have an awful breakup? There's no way that I was so hesitant. And then finally, I'm like, okay. And I just kind of kept it in my head. Like, we can't have a terrible breakup. I still want to be able to listen to Dashboard Confession.
No more musicians.
No
more musicians.
No, I'm not. I'm over the phase. I'm done. Done with it.
You need a real connection with somebody that can just build. And I think for you, I can tell just something casual that's more surface, it doesn't fulfill you. Like you need something a little bit deeper. And then to find out that he's talking to somebody who you know behind your back, it's not good. Good job. You have to stand up for yourself.
Katie, how long are you in town for?
Till tonight.
Okay.
We came in yesterday for 24 hours.
You should come up, drive up to LA right now and come do karaoke with us tonight.
Oh, that sounds fun. I can't. I've got such a week ahead of me, Brett. I'll see you Thursday at the premiere. But I've got events like the whole week and my dog, Batman, has been having seizures. So I want to kind of limit the amount of time I'm leaving the house. So unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to come up tonight, but you guys have fun. Are you going to our favorite spot in Santa Monica?
We're going to the Room, which I've never been to, but I'm going to sing my song, actually.
Ooh, how is that possible?
So I know the karaoke DJ, and she was like, hey, would you want to come tonight and we could do a little intimate release celebration? But it's Oscar night. Everyone's busy tonight. So it's just going to be a couple of us just like hanging out, and I'm going to sing the song for the first time.
Yay. Can you send me a video, please?
Yes, I will. Love you. This is so fun.
Love you too. Thank you for doing this.
Glad we got to talk to you. We need to all get together.
Maybe,
for sure.
Maybe Brett and I will go to Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Vegas is a totally different vibe than here. Last night was just like,
it was weird.
Our brains can't even process it all.
I'm sorry LA. You guys went through that. That sounds so traumatizing, but thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I love you guys. Thanks for doing this. And Brett, I'll see you Thursday. We have a documentary called Christspiracy. I'm actually a producer on it, and I am so excited to have the premiere Thursday night. I'm so glad you can come with me. Katie, that's why I was asking how long you were going to be in town for, because if you were here, I would have invited you as well.
Yeah, I would have loved to.
Okay, have fun for the rest of your stay. Good luck at karaoke. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Thursday.
Bye.
Same day, over and over. Groundhog need a four-leaf clover. Dickheads don't want to tip me. I had nothing, play that way. Chances, scared now of TikTok dances. If I wanna make it, guess I have to fake it. I need to be more brave. One life will stay the same. I want them to scream my name. There's nothing wrong with fame. I need to be more brave. One life will stay the same. Only myself to blame. It's time to have no shame. Gold paint, street performance. Conforming, late blue, tip on timing, motivation, keep on climbing. Comment, I'm in dismay, I care what they all say. Thick skin, gonna grow it, I'm braved in and know it. I need to be more brave, all life will stay the same. I want them to scream my name. To be more brave, all life will stay the same. Only myself to blame. It's time to have no shame. I need to be more brave. I need to be more brave. I need to see inside of me. Has everything that I'm needing to be. I need to be more brave. But things will never change.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.